In Northwest news from KPLU, Starbucks chief executive Howard Schultz says his company is facing a tidal wave of change as people buy more online and less in brick-and-mortar stores. So he's outlined a plan to attract even more people to his cafes, even in the age of e-commerce. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
People pressed for time are just buying stuff online and not going to stores as much. So that means Starbucks can't count on people picking up a latte as they do their Christmas shopping. Schultz says that means Starbucks has to be a destination in and of itself, say with special decor. For example, Seattle's University Village location uses red wood and leather salvaged from shoe and car factories. Now the company is launching an upscale brand within a brand called Starbucks Reserve that will serve rare micro-lot coffees.
Let's build the Willy Wonka of coffee. Let's create an experience that does not exist. Theater, romance, sexiness, a multi-sensory experience, and let's intoxicate people as they come in.
The company is doing lots of stuff to bring people in and get them to spend more, from offering sandwiches at lunch to serving wine and beer in some stores in the evening. And Starbucks is trying to shorten its lines by letting people order and pay for a coffee ahead of time using a smartphone. Schultz says ultimately the goal is to almost double revenue 5 years from now and keep boosting profits. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.